welcome back to another episode of Masked Monologues. Today, I am joined with Daniel Witherspoon. She's going to tell you a bit about what she does and her journey.
Yes, I can start off by just give a little bit of a history of where I come from and then the journey that I want to discuss today that led to me writing a book. So I was a maths teacher, and then I went into the fashion world and I became a fashion buyer and I traveled the world. And so I was there. I was the fashion buyer for quite a while and got married and had my son at 36. And I decided that I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And from there, because my husband's an architect, we started to invest in properties and also started to develop some office blocks. And this was very stressful. In the meantime, while this is all going on, when I got close to my 50s, my husband got mercury poisoning. And this happened after he removed all his amalgam fillings in one sitting without taking the necessary precautions. So it was quite an uncertain time, and it was a big shock because of the side effects of the mercury poisoning. We did find eventually an integrative medical doctor to treat him. But while he was under treatment, I discovered that I had a huge lump on the left side of my breast. It was such a shock to me that I couldn't share it with him initially. And when he started to get better, we decided that I must go for a mammogram. And then they discovered that it was not just a 1.7 centimeter lump in the breast, but also 1.9 centimeter lump under the left arm in the armpit. So after testing it, they discovered that it was infiltrating ductal carcinoma that has spread already into the lymph node. So the surgeon wanted immediately to do surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and hormonal treatment. I wasn't so keen on that, and I asked her about, and I will tell you now why I wasn't so keen on this treatment. But when I asked her about the survival rate of having chemo, she said 5 years. And when I asked her how long will I live without the chemo, she also said 5 years. So I thought to myself, maybe I should consider another way. If it's only 5 years, that she can guarantee me. So I looked at the chemotherapy treatment, and the side effects, just absolutely hair-raising. First of all, there's hair loss, there's nail changes, mouth sores, loss of appetite, nausea, or you get hand and foot syndrome, chemo brain, and the list just goes on. There's about 20 different side effects listed. And after I looked at this, and I looked at my son, who was only 15 years old at that stage, and I really wanted to be well and active as a mother because you only really have your son until 18, I decided to look to a natural approach. So after much deliberation and looking on the net to see what is available, I decided on a natural path, and I started off with an integrative medical doctor. And the natural path is inclusive of the physical, the mental, emotional, and spiritual side. And especially with cancer, unless you give attention to the emotional side, healing is not really possible naturally.
Okay, so
yes.
So I just want to ask about your entire journey, how you went from being a math teacher and then a fashion buyer, and then you had your husband got sick, unfortunately, and then you realized that you had breast cancer. So I know that you've written a book. I want to know essentially what your book covers. Is it about your health journey? Does it include aspects of your life prior to having cancer or prior to your husband getting sick?
It doesn't really include my life prior to getting sick, because the reason for writing the book was that I wanted to share the fact that you can heal cancer naturally without going through the inhumane surgery, chemo, radiation, and hormonal therapy. And I also wanted to tell people exactly what I did on my journey. So that's why the book covers everything that I did. And I really did a lot of different therapies to heal.
Do you mind speaking about some of the mental health therapies you did to heal your cancer? Because I'm always curious to know how the mental aspect of it ties into the physical.
Yes, so the mental and the emotional side linked with the spiritual is very important. They say that 95% of all sicknesses is actually caused by stress, and stress has got a emotional reaction, and that causes ourselves then to experience stress, and that can result then in all sorts of sicknesses. So to work on the mental side, there are many ways that you can work on your emotional side, but it's really to work on your wrong belief. Now, those wrong beliefs you can pick up when you are still in the womb. You can pick up rejection there, and they will then repeat right through your life and have major effects on your health. There's also stress. If your mother was, for instance, stressed while she was expecting you, that can then be carried onto the child later on. This is now actually researched and proven that it is true. I discovered a wonderful manual called The Healing Code, where you can actually go in and you can understand for different sicknesses, what is it that you believe? And then you reverse that wrong belief with a positive affirmation. Now, the Healing Codes is based on the fruit of the spirit. It's based on love, joy, peace, patience, long suffering, and all those nine aspects. And every aspect of joy, love, peace has got a set of wrong beliefs connected to them. We call this also energy medicine because there are certain hand positions, which sounds very strange, but this is becoming more and more to the light now, that energy is very, there's a whole section now that they call energy medicine. And you use certain hand positions while you then say the positive affirmation. You also say a prayer of intention, and then you say the affirmation, and that then sink into your body, and your cells start to relax, and healing can take place in your body, and then your cells are more open. So now you get to your physical side, your eating side, or your exercise side, so the cells are far more receptive then to the nutrient, and it can receive that. So in many cases, when we're sick, our cells are so close up that it cannot receive the nutrients from the food that we eat. So that's on the emotional side, how we can help ourselves.
Okay, thank you. That helps a lot just to know how that emotional side plays in, and it plays in more often than we might expect it to, especially because our cells are more open up at certain times or closed up, and just working on rewiring our thoughts is definitely something exactly. It's about on this podcast. Now I want to ask, to be honest, I'm a little bit curious, but what did you do during your time as a fashion buyer?
As a fashion buyer, you buy clothes for a big departmental store. You travel overseas and look at all the fashion trends. Now, remember, I'm from South Africa. It's a small country. You look at what they design in Europe, in Italy, in France, and all the major fashion places. So you get exposed to all these wonderful fashion shows. And then you come home. When I was a buyer, we still had a lot of manufacturers here. Now most of the stuff gets manufactured in China, unfortunately. Then we travel to the manufacturers and they show their ranges and you select them. Then you put them in the stores. And that's also very stressful because sales have to come through because it's all based on money, of course. So that's what you do as a fashion buyer. So it's not just selecting the merchandise. Also, for the merchandise to be commercial, to cater for your specific customers, and then to bring in the money. So I hope that answered your question.
Yes, that did. And now I want to know about your transition from being a fashion buyer into a stay-at-home mom. and how everything shifted for you, and especially with your husband being sick. Can you give us some tips or some pointers for anyone else who might be in that position?
I was a stay-at-home mom, more in my 40s, for a short period, for about, I would say, 5 years, while my son was really small. And when he started to go to school, then I went back into buying property up and in with my husband then into the developments. My husband only got sick when he was 50, so that is quite a bit later. That's also during some of those developments. But yeah, as a stay-at-home mom, initially it was quite an adjustment for me, because in the fashion world, you have your friends, you are important. As a stay-at-home, you are not so important, although you are actually very important, but we don't always realize that when we're in that position. And so it was an adjustment on that side, that you have to accept, this is where I am now, and this is my choice. And yes, I feel that a stay-at-home mom is very important for that child's development in the first 5 years. And then it's the stress of later on of the development. And then, of course, on top of that, my husband's sickness that added to my own stress, and then in the resulting breast cancer, I believe.
Okay, so now I'd like to know when you started writing your book. So was this during later in the developments when your husband got sick, or is it just recently that you started writing your book?
Look, I was diagnosed 16 years ago, so I've been 16 years, but I had to wait at least 5 years, because the doctor said that I will live anyway for 5 years, even if I don't do the chemo. I had to prove now that you can actually heal naturally. And then I thought, 5 years, maybe I should wait longer. And I waited up till year 9. Then I started to write the book. And I released the book in year 10. So it took me a year to write the book. And my husband was very involved, because his English is very good and he could help me with the language and make it look pretty. And yeah, and I also had an editor who helped me with the references, especially, because there's a lot of references in there to show that, for instance, the high dose intravenous vitamin C can kill cancer cells and not affect the rest of the body.
Okay, so I'm also wondering, since your book is more about your medical health journey, did you have to do a lot of research prior to writing it? And did you consult a lot of professionals, like doctors or any other professionals in the medical field?
Yes, I did a lot of research. I have 10 pages at the back of my book, just with the references of all the research I did, maybe even more, 15, I think. 175, I'm just looking here. Yeah, 12, to be exact. So there's a lot of references in my book to show that I'm not just talking from the top of my head. And I also, I did visit health practitioners and integrative health doctors, medical doctors, for my information. I was actually treated for 5 months by an integrative medical doctor.
I love what you do with your book, especially because you're sharing what worked for you with others who might not be aware of this integrative health, or focusing on the mind, the spirit, and the physical body. And I've noticed that this approach has worked for a lot of others. And I've had others on my podcast where they've talked about their health journey and focusing on themselves as a whole, holistically. And so I love how you went ahead and took the initiative to not only speak about your journey, but to write that book, because others can obviously benefit from what has worked for you and what is scientifically proven and how they can apply it to their lives, especially if they're going through this gray area in their health and things aren't looking up for them. So I want to congratulate you on that. And that's a wonderful mission. Now, I'd like to ask, where can people read your book, or where can they find you in your website? Maybe it's your social media platforms, and how can they connect with you?
So they can find my book on Amazon. And my book is called Cancer Healed Naturally. And it's written by as we say, the Neil Wotherspoon. So yeah, so that they can find that on Amazon. And I put it on Amazon because we can reach such a larger audience on Amazon. And then I also have a website, which is called www.naturalhealthjourney.org. I have a Facebook page also with Natural Health Journeys. And then I have an Instagram account, and that is just my name, all in one, Danielle Wotherspoon. So that's my social media.
Thank you so much. And please do check Danielle Wotherspoon out, especially if you're someone who your health is suffering at the moment, or you just want to connect, you want to read her book, you're interested and curious about this integrative health, then please go and visit her website or find her book on Amazon. I want to thank all of you listeners for listening to this podcast. And if you like this podcast and you want more episodes like this, please do leave a review and share with a friend or family member. We look forward to seeing you next time. Train me the right way. Only start loving for me. Loving for me. No loving for me. Always start.